Good morning, Aggieland, and welcome to Waterful Wednesday. I'm your host, Jennifer Nations. This is kind of a big week where water is concerned. October 18th marks 50 years since the passage of the Clean Water Act. October 20th is the annual observance of Imagine a Day Without Water, which is an annual day of awareness intended to inform everyone who uses water, so all of us, about the value of water. In 2019, the U.S. Water Alliance estimated that 2 million people in the U.S. lacked access to adequate drinking water and sanitation. This year alone, drought, floods, hurricanes, and failing infrastructure have had some communities not imagining a day without water. Going back a bit, in the 1960s, water pollution caused massive fish kills, high bacteria levels, and most notably, the Cuyahoga River in Ohio caught fire a 12th time in 1969. Imagine that, a river on fire. Clearly, the Federal Water Pollution Control Act of 1948 wasn't working. The time had come to get serious about preventing pollution and ensuring healthy, safe water. The Clean Water Act of 1972 set up a structure for regulating pollutant discharges into the waters of the United States. Today, any entity seeking to discharge waste, for example, a wastewater treatment plant, directly into surface water, needs a discharge permit. The permit will have limits on things like total suspended solids, bacteria, ammonia, and dissolved oxygen, so the receiving water body is actually improved rather than harmed by the discharge. As a result of the Clean Water Act, rivers once considered dead, like the Trinity River in North Texas or the Cuyahoga River, are thriving with diverse aquatic and plant life. What used to be called the sewage treatment plant is now known as a resource recovery facility that produces clean water, biosolids that can be used as soil amendments, and in some cases even generate electricity. That clean water can then replenish ecosystems and supply drinking water for someone else downstream so that a day without water remains in our imagination, not reality. To learn more about Imagine a Day Without Water, go to imagineadaywithoutwater.org.